Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said we all agree that the nicest people in the world are those who minimize our faults and magnify our virtues. We're happy to have this privilege of talking with you about the Word of God. The Bible is God's book, and it's the book God gave to tell us how we ought to behave ourselves. What a privilege it is to have such a guidebook and to be able to study it from time to time. So we're thankful that you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, we return to our study, and we were talking about the power of a lie. We suggested to you in 1 Kings chapter 13 what a terrible thing was done by an older prophet who lied to a younger prophet. It cost the younger prophet his life. And as a result of that, you can see very clearly the consequence of lying to people in religious matters. Friends, you don't deal with anything more valuable than your soul. Jesus asked in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26, "What would a man give in exchange for his soul?" If we were to gain the whole world and lose our own soul, what doth it profit? There isn't any question about it. We haven't gained a thing, and we'd lose everything that is of value. So, if our soul is so important, how could we possibly allow others to deal with our teachings without asking them if what they're teaching is according to the Word of God? The standard of right and wrong is the Bible. And when I read the Bible, I know what God has approved, what God has authorized, and I also know what God expects of me in regard to my obedience. So it's important that a person speak the truth. We were looking yesterday at a passage in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. I'd like to remind you that when you look at this passage, you're reading that which was written by an older preacher of the gospel unto a younger preacher, Timothy, and he is told, this is a very serious charge. The charge I'm giving you is in the sight of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So that makes it very, very serious. But he told Timothy, you must preach the word. This not only gives us the opportunity of talking to people about the Bible, but it limits us and tells us that when I tell people about religious matters, I am limited to the Word of God. I must not teach anything except that which is in the Word of God. When I go beyond the Word of God, I get myself into trouble and violate the responsibility which is mine as a teacher of the gospel. Paul said, you preach it in season and out of season. We suggested that that passage simply means when people like to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. There are times that people just simply close their ears to what God has said. But we must continue to preach it whether they like to hear it or not. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, Paul states. I've heard people before now say this, I don't want to hear doctrine. I like to hear the gospel preached, but I don't want to hear doctrine. My friends, the gospel is doctrine. There's no way that I can be faithful to my God without teaching doctrine. The doctrine of Christ is that which must be taught if we are pleasing to our Father in heaven. He said the time is going to come. This is Paul's exhortation to Timothy. The time is coming when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. In other words, the listeners want someone who will please their hearing. They want somebody who will say something that is pleasant to their ears. And so they're seeking this kind of person rather than one who will speak the truth and only the truth to them. It would be far more pleasant to tell the religious world, everybody is all right, everybody has a privilege of doing anything that you want to, and God will be bound by accepting that. But friends, to tell the truth to people, I have to tell them God's word is still the standard. And just because I want to do a thing doesn't mean that God has to accept it. God can turn down or reject the sacrifices, the activities of men. He's always done that. You look at the book of Malachi, when the people of God decided they were going to take their sick, their lame animals and offer those in sacrifice to God, God looked at that and said, away with these sacrifices. He didn't accept them. God told Cain that he would not accept his sacrifice. The fact being that Cain was not offering his sacrifice by faith. He wasn't doing what God commanded. So it seems to me apparent that God is the standard of right and wrong. And when a man turns away his ears from the truth, he'll be turned to fables. And those fables, my friends, will not save us. Can you see the importance of Paul telling Timothy, now, Timothy, here's what you need to do in religious matters. Preach the word. Deal with truth. Stand fast with the truth. And don't allow any man to lead you away from the truth of the Word of God. The power of the lie, well, Satan knows that if he lies to us, he'll get us to do some things that God doesn't want us to do and cause us to be condemned. No wonder he tells his servants to lie unto mankind. I hope that you study your Bible and find out the truth and be obedient to it. We appreciate this opportunity of study this week, and we encourage you to be listening again on Monday. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.